Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
I just want to know what your plans are for Easter, everybody, because it's, you know, I'm highly religious.
Oh, yes, you are.
This is an important. You know what I thank Jesus for? What? Two public holidays.
Yes.
Actually three, I reckon.
Three.
If you, what do you get? Easter Sunday or there's Monday? Christmas. We get Christmas. Mm. What else did he do? He's given us more than anyone else, like the Dalai Lama. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No. Nothing from the Dalai.
Yep. The royal family gives us one.
Yeah, no. That's hopeless. Hopeless. He died so we could take a day off. And that's the most important thing to remember. How are we all celebrating? I'll do what I usually do, of course, which is run out in the back garden, tie myself to a cross.
Oh.
And get into the spirit of Easter. What about you, Kat?
I just did a big cooking course, and so I'm doing Easter Sunday lunch. So, yeah, I did a big Mediterranean
fish. Which day is the fish?
I think that's Friday, isn't it?
Friday.
So we're doing Sunday, so we're augmenting it a little bit. But
that's dim sims, isn't it? I think Friday's fish. Sunday, dim sims.
Okay. Well, I hadn't accounted for the dim sims.
That's correct.
No, what are you cooking? What are you cooking?
I learnt how to make stuffed sardines, and I learnt how to properly make octopus so it's really tender, and how to slice it.
Mm. Yum.
You are. How lazy is that?
What do you mean?
Well, I've got to think of something to stuff. I can't really be bothered. So I'll make it really small. I know, a sardine. I'll stuff a sardine.
I've got to do 40 of them.
Try stuffing a turkey or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't be bothered. I don't like them that much. I'll just stuff a sardine.
Oh, look.
That is unbelievable.
Well, what are you cooking?
Imagine coming around for dinner. Oh, I've been in the kitchen all day. Oh, what's Kat been up to? Oh, she's stuffed a sardine. Oh. Thanks. Glad I made the effort to come over here. Thank
you.
Glad I bought a cheap bottle of wine. Imagine if I bought a good one.
Oh, that's why you are never invited to my place. Ever.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. Why would you say that?
Don't gaslight me now.
What about you? What's your...
I'm working.
What are you bringing to the table for Easter?
I'm working over the Easter weekend, so working hard.
All right. Yes. We'll do it. Mm-hmm. Have you got anything helpful to add for people? Any advice?
No, I'm going to.
How about be careful, double demerit points?
Oh, yes.
That would be a good one.
Great reminder, Easter long weekend, double demerits. Thank you, Officer Malloy. Double demerit points over the long weekend. Please be careful on the roads. Also, great news, Easter show. Go out there and support our wonderful primary producers. And
yes.
Also, check your local guides for opening hours for your local supermarket.
Oh, very well said.
What about that record pumpkin? 407.
I know.
Kilograms or something. Mm. Oh, boy.
Some scones. Hey,
that's a lot of pumpkin soup.
That's a great stagecoach for Cinderella.
Try stuffing that, Kat. Now, that's something good
was
to stuff.
Was she in a pumpkin? She was never in a pumpkin.
Yes, she was.
No,
she's
she would
in a
turn into
carriage.
A pumpkin.
Was it a pumpkin carriage?
Oh, was it?
Yep.
I thought
yep.
She'd turn into a pumpkin at midnight if she didn't come back with her
That's
shoes.
Right. And she
after 3 days, she came back. Jesus came back as a pumpkin after 3 days. I think 470 kilogram pumpkin. What are you doing, MG?
Well, obviously, I'm off to the football tonight to watch my young bloke play against the Roosters. And he's
wow. Fantastic.
How good is that?
There he is.
And tomorrow, everyone comes back to my house for Easter Friday, and that's basically it. Oh, then I'll lock the gates. And
you haven't been away for Easter? Where do you go?
No, never.
Where do you go?
Never go anywhere.
What do you mean?
I don't go anywhere.
Do you ever leave Penrith?
Not often. No, not often.
So we had this recently where you told us you'd never been to the Opera House.
Yes.
And now you're telling us you've never been anywhere for Easter.
No, never.
All right. Well, in light of that.
MG's been barely anywhere, man, barely anywhere. Left Penrith once or twice, man, been barely anywhere. Never been to the Opera House, Darling Harbour, Blue Mountains or to the Shire, the fish markets or Bronte Baths, Chinatown and Luna Park, the Rocks Bondi to Ronga Zoo, the island named after Cockatoo, Tower Iron, Woolloomooloo or Mick's favourite place,
Bangaroo,
the Manly Ferry and Harbour Bridge and Paddy's Markets tops the list. He's been hardly anywhere.
Oh yeah.
Aww.
Well, I played that because I thought it'll be a good go at you, but I've copped a drive-by in there. It's just, oh, everyone on the production staff, see me in my office, wherever that is. Time to scour the platforms and work out what is galvanising everyone's imagination right now. And the way to do that is go to the hottest newsbreaker in the business for some hard news. Here she is now with the news.
Keeping you up to date with what's going on in Sydney. Triple M News with Natasha Belling.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's her new intro, which she demanded.
That is not true. Do you want to talk about the top story? A new survey has revealed the strangest things men allegedly put up their bottoms for pleasure.
Okay. All right, so have you got like a top 10 or something, or how are we going to rifle through these?
I've got some facts for you. It's been revealed that 10 Americans visit the hospital every day with embarrassing injuries caused by doing that.
Doing what? The onus? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of the injuries include one person removed 20 Happy Meal toys.
Oh, it really was a Happy Meal.
Bot, which gives new meaning to the slogan, I'm loving it, apparently. Then a 30-year-old man in China had a whole fish removed after he allegedly sat on it by accident. Now, talking about accidents.
It was a groper.
That's not bad gear.
We've spoken a lot about this before. I know of many stories, so do you, Kat, where people go to hospital in the emergency departments and the weird explanations and excuses they give for interesting injuries. Let's take a listen to one person.
I went to the bathroom about 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning. My bathroom floor was a bit wet. I slid off the toilet seat. Right next to the toilet seat was a toilet brush, and I landed literally on it.
The patient says he slipped in his bathroom and landed on the toilet brush, which is now stuck up his bottom.
He's walking in with a handle coming out of his bum.
I tell you what, though, I don't know if he's a great partner, but he'd be handy around the house. He could just...
Do you want to know one more?
Mm. Well, oh, sure.
There is an.
I'm still getting over the fish. What type of fish was it? Someone stuck a fish up their bottom.
It is a blue. Is it? You pronounce it tilapia, and measures 12 to 16 inches.
Oh, tilapia.
Oh,
wow.
Is it? Listen to you fisher person.
Tilapia, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Mm. And this one, I noticed an.
I'd probably go with a carp. I think it may be.
Not a leather jacket. No way.
Oh, not with that spike. No.
Maybe an orange ruffy.
Flathead.
Flathead. Fish finger.
Ocean trout.
Ocean trout, yeah.
Dugong.
Do you want to hear about the 88-year-old French guy?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Whatever there.
He arrived at an emergency department when he found an 8-inch First World War era artillery shell in his anus, and he said he slipped over and fell on the bomb while gardening.
Oh, of course he did.
Sure, mate.
It required a bomb disabling team to attend the hospital.
Oh, that's a tough day at the office. You come home and go, how's your day at work today, honey?
You wouldn't
You're not going to believe it. Disabled a bomb.
An 88-year-old's ass.
You'd be in the Hurt Locker suit.
And with a peg over your nose.
Imagine when that bomb was designed, someone made that bomb in a factory.
Yes.
When they did that, they could never have anticipated that one day it's going to end up inside an 88-year-old Frenchman.
Only in France, man. Only in France.
They've got a very poor military record at the best of time, the French. I don't think... this is helping them. Do you know, I thought, just when you think the French can't get any worse, you find out Napoleon wore chapstick. It's still my favourite fact from the other.
From MG.
At least he didn't stick it up his bot. I suppose that is something.
MG Sport Report.
All right, mate, here we go. A very important day for you and the Gaia family, and a big game on tonight. What's the latest? How's Mav feeling? Is his preparation good? What do we know?
Yeah, he has, Mickey. You know, obviously, just under 12 hours from now, we'll know more about that because 8 o'clock tonight is kickoff from Allianz Stadium. But
yep.
Yeah, look, it's,
what will he be feeling? Because can I ask you, what do you remember your first game in the big leagues?
Well, I'll tell you what he's feeling.
Talk us through it.
He's feeling. He said to my wife yesterday in the kitchen. He said, "You know what, Mum?" Because Megan asked Mav if he was, you know, nervous, and he said, "You know, I'm just nervous about just missing a tackle and they score a try from it." And I said, "Mate, that's, you know, your defense is one of the best things, so don't worry about that." So, my first grade debut. I remember. Well, I played in 1986 for about 5 minutes, so I don't classify my first grade debut then. But in 1987, when I was 19, Tim Sheens, about 2 weeks before the. Was the coach at Penrith. About 2 weeks before the first game, he got me in his office and said, "Mate, I'm going to debut you against the Bulldogs, first game." I went, wow. So it was a lot different, I suppose, because I didn't have a dad who was pretty well-known. And sometimes I feel a bit sorry for those kids who follow in their favourites, their mums and their dad's footsteps, because they're often compared to the more famous father or mother.
Yes.
Not their own identity. But so hopefully tonight, Mickey... he gets through unscathed, and you know, it's the experience that he believes it will be, because it's one of them games. It's one of them things as a young bloke when you want to play a sport that's you all aspire to be a first grader. And tonight he will.
And what about your teammates? Is everyone aware they get around you? Are you looked after? Are they put an arm around you in the dressing rooms?
Well, unlike these days when yesterday with me and my wife. We did the jersey presentation for Mav. They didn't have that back in the day. It was just the senior player would give me the jersey. And back then it was a bloke called Jeff Gerard, who was the oldest player in the team, and I was the youngest. And just before the game, all the players got up, and Jeffro would bring the jersey over to me, and I'd put it on my chair and just look at it for a second and go, wow, I'm about to do it. So, it's just under 7 or 8 hours. We'll be heading down there and... en route to Allianz Stadium en masse as well, so we can't wait to get amongst it. Have a few beers.
We'll be like two buses making their way in from Penrith. It's like the gypsies coming to town, isn't it? It's like the Furies.
The Furies, baby.
There'll be a lot of fun and energy on those buses. Guess what? We actually have two family passes to the game tonight to give away. Give us a call if your last name isn't Gaia. and we might be able to squeeze you in for this famous game. And I just want to relate too. I mean, I've been following this since I came to town, and it's been a really, not a tough road, but he's really earned the stripe. So congratulations to your boy. And as I said, it's one game of many, so the pressure shouldn't mount too much, but we'll enjoy watching him go around tonight. Can't wait to see it, mate.
Thanks, Mickey.
And we've been joined live in the studio by friend of the show and brains behind the Sports Bazaar podcast. It's Titus O'Reilly. How are you, Titus?
Hey, Titus.
Very happy to be with you all today.
It's a pleasure to have you on deck. And I have to mention our latest episode of Sports Bazaar, which is going off. Tell us a bit about the character.
We're doing Albert Bell, who's a baseballer. But the reason we're doing him is he might be... the worst teammate
of all time. MG, you would have played. I'm guessing you're not going to name one, but you've probably played with some ship blokes over the journey, have you?
Very much so, mate. Very much so.
And they get sorted out generally pretty quickly, don't they? It's the old squeaky wheel. I find team sports do generally work out.
Yeah, blokes. Eventually. Unless you're really good.
Unfortunately, some of them are the best players that you can play against, and they happen to be the worst blokes away from the field. So.
Well, Albert Bell was one of the great hitters of all time, played for the Cleveland Indians and got them to a World Series. They almost won it pretty much because he was just so good. But he was a nutcase. So the Cleveland Indians used to bill him $10,000 a year just straight away because he would destroy buffet after the game with his baseball bat, which he played badly.
The thermostat.
These are a couple of ones. So Kim and Kenny Lofton, who were the two stars for the team, Kenny Lofton once had in the clubhouse, he had some smooth jazz playing on his boombox, right? And Albert comes in and is like, "This music's too slow." And Kenny's like, doesn't change it. Mm. So Albert gets his baseball bat, walks over and smashes the boombox.
Okay, thank you. That's
into a million pieces.
There you go. It's made his point.
Made his point. But the bit that, and, you know, see if you think this, how this would go down in an NRL dressing room, right, change room. One day, like, Bell always liked to have the clubhouse freezing, so really cold. I'm talking like 15 degrees cold, right? Yes. And so one day Kenny Lofton walks in and he's like, gee, it's freezing in here, you know. So he goes over and turns the thermostat up to, like, you know, sort of like 19 degrees, not like, you know, boiling, just a little bit. And Bell looks, is sitting there and fuming in the corner. And he walks over, gets his baseball bat, which you're picking up a theme of how he solves most problems, puts the thermostat back to 15 degrees and then proceeds to smash the control so no one can ever change. No one could ever change the temperature in the change room ever again.
And as you point out, he's getting away with it because he is performing on the field.
Because he was good. So, you know, so, I mean, MG, where would you rate Bell in if he'd played with you? Where would he fit as sort of all-time worst teammates?
He'd be on the pendulum. He'd be on the. I wasn't going to say the podium. He'd be on the podium. the pendulum.
You wouldn't have stood for that stuff, MG. I know. Well,
you know what? We have in team sports, as you mentioned, Mickey. You get a lot of players who are prima donnas because they quickly get sorted out because in a team sport you can't be. And if I know, when you're overseas, that kind of is even more reinforced than. There's one bloke we went on the kangaroo tour. I won't say his name, but in the end, we got so sick of him that we'd tell him we were going out at 7 o'clock, but we'd be gone by 6 o'clock, so we'd meet in the foyer at 6. he'd get down the foyer at 7, there's no one there. Where'd you guys
Point
go?
Point well made.
Yes.
We might have some news coming up soon regarding our bizarre podcasts.
Just a little
teaser. Yeah. Have I gone too early?
No.
Just
you've
saying,
never gone too early, Mick.
the empire builds. That's all I'll say. All right, a little teaser. Yeah, that'll cause trouble online.
Pandemonium online.
That could break the internet.
It could break the
internet. All right, what have you got for us?
Well, this is one I stumbled across this story the other day. And now, do you remember People magazine? Do you remember when magazines existed?
Yes.
You know, they're sort of like paper versions of an iPad.
Who read Australian People magazine magazine?
People magazine America. 1998, they're doing their Sexiest Man Alive edition.
Yes.
Right, Harrison Ford was on the cover.
Okay,
Sexiest Man Alive.
That's right.
Yeah, but this was when this was when they also had Sexiest Politician, Sexiest Rock Star, and they had Sexiest Athlete. And the people at People Magazine are sitting around going, "Who should be the Sexiest Athlete?" Now they're entertainment reporters; they know nothing about sport.
Yeah.
So one girl says, "Oh, the Kansas City quarterback is really hot." And this was a guy called Rich Gannon, who's a very good-looking guy. Right. She's like, he's hot. Let's get him. So they all go, great. So they send a photographer down to photograph him for the Sexiest Athlete shoot, right? It's all set up. Yes. And the photographer goes down there. He's not in a sport. He shoots entertainers usually. So he says, I'm here to shoot the starting quarterback. Now, unbeknownst to People magazine, Rich Gannon had just been filling in for the injured Elvis Gerback, who is not the sexiest man alive. So the photographer does a full, like, entertainment photo shoot with Elvis Gerback, right? And Elvis Gerback's like, this is amazing. Yeah. Like, he can't believe it. No one can believe it. But they're all like, all right, you said you're on the starting quarterback, so here he is.
What's he look like? Like Don Knotts or something?
Well, he's not really ugly, but he's like, you know, Rich Gannon's very attractive man. You know, Elvis is ordinary in every way, both as a quarterback. He's not even a big star, right? So they bring the photos back and they go, here you are. And the photographer goes, yeah, it was great. He was a really nice guy, you know, which is a red flag.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yep.
And they look at it and go, this guy's not that sexy. Why did you suggest him? And show the woman, she goes, she's not that into sports either. She goes, that's not the guy I was thinking of, right? They don't know who they've taken photos of. Sports Illustrated are in the same building, so they have to go ask Sports Illustrated, who is this guy?
Yeah.
So they have to decide, what do we do?
Oh.
You know, And they go, it'd be pretty cruel to go back to him and go, hey, you know, you know how you're the sexiest athlete of 1998. That was a mistake.
Oh, that was a big mistake.
So they decide to go with it. They don't tell anyone and they just decide, all right, you are the sexiest athlete of 1998. And it gets printed up. It takes 10 years for this story to actually come out. Now, in the article, they interview all his friends and they're saying things like, yeah, he's a really nice guy. And the final line in the article is from his wife and she says, Elvis's personality is what makes him sexy.
Wow, you're done. You are done and dusted. Hey, thank you, Titus, for coming in. Sports Bazaar's the podcast. Get on board and we'll catch up soon.
Absolutely.
And you know what? We love it on the show when someone cracks it. Yes. Does their lolly. We've got segments about it. We love it when people just lose their mind. And nothing funnier to me than artists in full flight when they do it when they're not supposed to, which is on stage. When, you know, all the veneer comes down and we see them truly for who they are. Now, we mentioned this because you brought this to my attention, MG, but John Cougar Mellencamp, or is it just Mellencamp these
just
days?
Just Mellencamp these days, or just Cougar, one of the two.
Or just Mellon.
John Camp.
What happened to Cougar?
I know this story.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so the record label thought John Mellencamp was too boring when he first released, so they said, you have to add the cougar, and he hated it. And then when he got famous enough, he said, I'm dropping the cougar bit immediately. Good on him.
More power to him, because back in 1987, he was one of the first artists I've ever seen in a concert at the Entertainment Centre. He was awesome. But just recently, as you mentioned, Mickey, he was at a concert at last Sunday at Toledo when hecklers in the crowd wouldn't stop interrupting him, and He stopped. He was about to do an acoustic version of Jack and Diane, and he said, "You know what? I'm done." This is how it went down.
No. What do you think I've been doing, you sucker? You don't know me. You don't fucking know me. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted, since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go. A little ditty about Jack and Diane. The magic keeps going in our land. You know what? Show's over.
Oh, boy.
He just walked off. Wow.
So he's cut out about 10 songs, gone straight to his encore, and then didn't even finish that. Went, I'm out. So there it is. He's got form in that department. I think it's a bit of a raffle going to see his gigs these days. If he's not happy, bring back the cougar.
Yes,
that's what I say. All right, what happened to Madonna?
Well, the 65-year-old Vogue singer is currently on her celebration tour across the States, and then a rather awkward moment unfolded at one of her recent gigs. Now, in a viral video, it's been doing the rounds. We saw this. Madonna addressed the audience and urged fans to take this ride with me. She proceeded to ask one person in the crowd, "What are you doing sitting over there?" The singer then walked on stage to hear what her fan was saying, and she didn't realise they were sitting down because they were using a wheelchair.
Yeah, that'll get you every time. That's pretty tough coming back from that. Here's how it went down at the concert.
Just ride with me. What are you doing sitting down over there? Why are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. You can hear the moment it dawns on her. That's no good. I wish I was there that night.
Yes.
That would have been fun to watch. Billy Joel. This is one of my favourites. This is from Moscow. He's one of the first artists to perform in Russia. It's 1987 is the year, and he's dead set cracks it. If you ever see the visuals, he tips his keyboard over, he throws his microphone into the stand. He's unhappy with the lighting guy who's overcooking it, and he just wants to be left alone. Have a listen.
You can put it in between the tunes.
He's put it in the song.
He has just done. I love it. And yes. It's something that's so a reminder right. that everyone is normal.
That's right.
Well done.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the f***?
WTF?
Check this out, guys. The world's largest elevator has been installed in Mumbai at the Jio World Center. Guess how big it is?
How big?
Massive. It'd be huge.
It can take 200 people.
What?
What the f***? It's 200.
Nope. I'd 200 never get in that,
people. Ever. You wouldn't?
No.
No way. I'm claustrophobic.
Imagine if that fell.
Oh.
Be a good one to fart in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you.
Yes.
You're in an elevator and you've got everyone, like sitting ducks.
Yeah, I love it.
Imagine that, 200 people going down. That must be like a terrorist attack. There it is. Imagine, you know what would be fun? To go in there and push all the buttons.
Yes. Push all the buttons.
And you don't have 200 angry people.
What if you're at the back and then you're like, excuse me, sorry. Yeah, it'd be a nightmare.
People are so rude. Mm. They won't let you out.
What do you mean?
Well, like if you're at the back, you get in first, you're at the back of the lift.
You've got to let you out. You can't.
But imagine waiting through 159 other people.
Oh, no,
the biggest ones generally are the ones at the airports because they take for your luggage.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's the biggest ones I've seen. But 200 people in the one power bump. It is. You can have a party in there.
Yeah.
You can hire out the space. I love it. All right, what do you guys got? What do you got, MG?
There are more statues of lions throughout the world than there are real lions in the wild.
Whoa, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
So there's actually, they reckon there's between 23 and 39,000 lions left on the planet, and there's a lot more lion statues, up around 100,000, they reckon, of lion statues. So,
my favourite ones, Trafalgar Square. They're good.
Yes. Yes.
They're big, big lions, those things.
Lucerne,
Is the Sphinx considered a lion?
That's more like a feline cat, isn't it? It's not really a lion.
Yeah, well, that's what it
is. Cats are lions. Lions are cats.
But they're domesticated. Like the dying lion in Lucerne, that's my favourite lion sculpture. Have you seen that?
Why is it
stunning.
Dying?
It's gone down. It's carved into this rock wall. And, it's literally the dying lion is what it's called. Lovely.
I'd like to see a statue of the paddle pop lion. That would be moving. Kat, what have you got?
A dog was called to court as a star witness in a French murder trial.
What the f***?
So what they did is they got him up and they got all the suspects to go towards a dog like they're hitting him with a bat. And if he reacted and growled, then that was the person that was the murder suspect.
That's horrific.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible, though? They called a dog to court.
Oh, my lord.
That's right. Wow.
Did they sentence anyone?
Apparently, the dog called Tango showed no interest in any of the men with a bat, and so it was a false attempt.
positive.
Dry hump the judge's leg, I think was the only controversial moment. All right, Tash, what have you got?
George W. Bush, the former US president, was the head cheerleader at his high school.
What the f***?
Yeah. It was in 1963, and George, then a high school senior and head cheerleader, was leading a skit intended to have a go at rival schools. He had wig and also fake breasts.
I've seen this. I've seen footage of this.
Yes. So,
have you?
It's very disturbing.
Quite confronting. Yes, indeed. All right, there it is. We've laid it out for you. Can you top those? Give us a call. 133353. There's money to be won. Blow our minds. Craig, what have you got?
No worries. Okay, WTF is that Seth MacFarlane, creator of The Family Guy, Ted, all those sort of good shows, slept in on the morning of September 11, thus missing his plane, which was one of the planes that went into the World Trade Center.
What the f***?
Wow. Really?
Crazy, huh?
Wow.
Talk about dodging a bullet. That is one to go. I'm getting thumbs up, too, from the fact checkers. That's incredible. Good story there, Craig. That's $200 for you. $200 right there,
awesome.
And then you're on fire. And can I say this? He averted that disaster, but he didn't avert the disaster at the Oscars. Now, you may remember he hosted the Oscars. Mm-hmm. So he's a very funny man, Seth MacFarlane.
Yep.
He did a song about actresses showing their boobs.
That's right.
And this is quite funny. It's typical Seth MacFarlane. But they kept cutting to some very unimpressed actresses in the crowd as he drew attention to all their nude shots. Have a listen.
We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs. Meryl Streep, we saw your boobs in Silkwood. Naomi Watson, Mulholland Drive. Nicole Kidman and Eyes Wide Shut, Marissa Tomei and the Wrestler, but we haven't seen Jennifer Lawrence's boobs at all. We saw your boobs.
Oh my gosh.
We saw your boobs. Kristen Stewart, we saw your boobs in On the Road. And in Monster, we saw Charlize Theron's. Helen Hunt, we saw them in the sessions. And Scarlett Johansson, we saw them on our phones.
Whoa!
And it goes on. It's very funny. Unless you're in the song, I suppose.
Yeah, one of them actresses.
Whatever. You get your cans out.
I wonder how many directors said, this will add to your acting performance by doing this.
Hey, I think he's pointing out that it goes on a bit. It's kind of gratuitous. Who cares? It was fun. Ha, Lockie's on the line. Lockie, what do you got?
So a recent study from former Harvard researchers has shown evidence that spiders actually have dreams when they sleep.
What the f***?
Wow.
All right, now I'm just wondering what spiders dream about. Yeah, lots of web-related dreams.
Yep.
Oh, I'm spinning a web. Oh, look at the size of my web.
Oh, I wish I was a redback. wish I was a funnel web.
Do you remember those naked dreams? They're out in public naked.
What about they can't remember dreams when you can't run? You're running away from something, but you're running in quicksand.
You've got eight legs that aren't working.
That's a nightmare.
Fact checkers, is it true or not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, thumbs up.
Well done, Lockie. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, what do you got for us?
It snows metal on Venus.
What the f***? Oh, wow. Jeez. I don't want to be in a snowball fight on Venus.
Venus snows
That would hurt.
Oh, that would hurt. Cool. Wow.
A snowman would be complete tin. Are we getting the fact checkers? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no. There it is. We've done it again. I've given away all the money. Otherwise, you'd get something. Yeah, it's all done. So,
that's all right.
Bad luck. But we'll give Kevin. So, I gave a slab of Jenny Road for you.
Yeah, beer there, Kevin.
Yeah. And a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag. What else? You guys give him something. What? Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give him.
Give him your phone number.
No, I'm going to give him, close to my heart, $200 to spend at Urban Surf.
Jesus!
Yeah. Yeah. Give that
no one
to
loses on the show, Kevin. No one loses.
Mm. You've come on a good day.
Oh, mate, it's the best show on radio. Best show.
Give him something else. What else have we got?
Tash, what are you giving him?
What are you, Tash?
Oh!
Tash.
What do you want to give him?
I'll go out with you for dinner for two.
You
can't promise stuff that you're not going to do.
I'll go for a chat.
Yes, you are going out to dinner with Natasha Belling. What a winner. You
haven't hit the jackpot.
Make her take you somewhere nice.
Baby Blue Eyes,
Baby
he's calling
blue
you.
Eyes.
It's all happening.
Can I change my decision?
You might need a chaperone. All right, Kevin, thank you.
Go on, Kev. Go away, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Welcome to another wonderful week that was, and MG revealed that he tried to invent a catchphrase.
Every time something good happened, we'd say, that was license.
How'd it go? Did really the kids enjoy it? Or?
No, they said, that's a shit idea.
License.
Yeah.
Hey, license.
Someone tried to smuggle meth in a carrot shipment.
Now I'm all for my kids eating their veggies. Okay, you put the carrots down. You've had enough carrots for one day, young man. You want your kids eating their veggies, but you don't want them washing windscreens at intersections.
And it was revealed HSC students are cheating more than ever.
MG, I don't think you ever would have cheated.
I actually didn't. No, I wasn't that bad of a student. I used to always make sure I sat next to the smart kids, but...
So you did cheat?
Well, yeah, I did cheat.
That's the quickest recantation I've ever heard. I never cheated. Well, I did.
A gym influencer took his meal prep in a plastic container to a nightclub.
If you're at a nightclub there's probably no shortage of appetite suppressants that are available to you. No, that's it. No, I'm the healthiest man in the nightclub. Now I'm going to take something made by bikies in a bathtub.
Glenn Robbins joined us and we got talking about jam donuts.
Community service announcement, watch where your hole is.
What
is
oh, hot, yeah, yeah.
Because hot jam can come can hot squirt
is,
you.
That stuff that's is right. Like lava.
Yeah. You can be wounded for life. Down your chin.
MG dropped a little knowledge on us.
When Isaac Newton was 23 years of age, he stayed at home to avoid the 1665 plague. He discovered the laws of gravity while he did that, and he died a virgin.
You can discover gravity, but you're still a nerd if you haven't had a root. Now, when the most interesting thing that happens to you is an apple falls on your head, you are in trouble.
It was revealed Happy Gilmore is getting a sequel.
All you got to do is just tap it in.
So we had a look at some other movies we would like to see sequels added.
I was thinking Taxi Driver 2. You know, Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro.
You talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
But he comes back as an even angrier Uber driver.
A Brazilian couple have been working out naked at their local gym.
I mean, I do it all the time, but usually in my hotel gyms.
Oh, God.
Morning, all. I'd stay away from the rowing machine if I was
wacky
out of that gym.
Oh,
and I wouldn't go there on the day they're doing their deadlifts.
And once again, MG caught us all off guard with a bizarre fact.
A leech has 10 stomachs, 32 brains, 9 pairs of testicles, and several hundred teeth.
Can we get that checked with the fact checkers?
Yeah, so next time you're getting sucked by a leech, just know that you've got some nuts on you as well.
What the f***?
I can't.
Mick did a little reminiscing on the old school posties.
A carton of beer, they'd let you know what's going on down the road.
Oh, wouldn't they?
They
might.
Would bring you up to speed. Probably, on occasion, I'm sure, I'll nip inside for a bit of... Oh, hubby's out.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello. Special delivery.
And finally, we learnt cornflakes were invented to stop teenagers masturbating. And, of course, that led to the question, what breakfast food gets you going?
Weet-Bix get me horny.
Do they?
If I look at a box of Weet-Bix, I get a stiffy. What gets you horny? What breakfast cereal?
Sultana brand.
I'd say pancakes.
Pancakes is your safe word.
And there it is, another wonderful week that was on Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M Sydney.
Mick and MG in the Morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the Morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.